Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Babli, Daf Hey. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Beis, Hamad Beis, at the foot of the page, the last few words, Amar Bianai. Amar Bianai, Bola Chatsi Zais, Vekioi, Vachadar Bola Chayev, Hichnes Chatsi, Grigris, Vachadar Vitzioi, Potter. Bianai says if one swallowed a half Kazais, vomiting it out, and then swallowed it again, he's liable. If one entered a half grigris, meaning bought in from Rishis HaRabim to Rishis HaYochid, and took it out, then he's exempt. Rabin and Levein and Tadnai, so what's the difference between this and the first law? Haman nene chikai v'kazayis, v'mocha, and it's asek v'kogoygeris shlema. There his palate benefited from swallowing a kazayis, but here he didn't engage with a full grigris. Sometimes he engages with a full grigris and he's exempt. What's the case? He was moitzi a half a grigris, rested it, and was moitzi another half grigris, and before he did anocha, the first one burned. Engage with a full grigris, and he's exempt. Why did Rabbi Yonah discuss a half grigris? In such a case, there was never a full shear together, he's exempt even if there was a full grigris. Again, as you say, Misa Lechalvin Hu'oma came. The answer is because he compares Hitzar to Chelev, this is why he said it. Regarding Chelev, he taught about the same half kazayis twice, there's a chiddush that he is liable for this. Amav Yechonon Hamitzim Roshis HaYochid Roshis HaRabim Rech Kamalis Chayev. Rabbi Yechon says if one took out from Rosh Hashayochid to Rosh Hashayochid by a Kamalis, he is liable. Min, they should say, Hamiskabin Lahutzi Lefonu Vali Lachov Potter, they should say, Halachov Vali Lachov Chayev. And we can learn from one who intended to carry an item in front of him, and it came behind him, he's exempt. This implies that if he intended to be Moitzi behind him, and it came behind him, he is liable. Is it possible that when he leaves and the object is behind him, it will not make between him and the wall of the house a kamelis? Yossi answers, no, we can say that he was facing the wall, means walking backwards, and his load was behind him, so it left first, means it was never in a kamelis. Once it left the house, it was in Rishis HaRabim. Rabbi Mana this is not the normal way of Hitzar. He should be exempt. Amalei, Shekain, Kaspai, Umna, Avdin, Kain. Rabbi answered that no, it's normal because professional carriers do so when they must leave through a narrow opening and they fear lest the load get caught in the opening. Yeda Amado, and the Gemara asks, since the first source of was ejected, then what's the source that if one took out via Kamalus, he's liable? Damav Acha, Bab Maisha, Bashem Rabbi Yechon, Amitzi, Oichlim, Benasna, La Skupa, La Askupa, La Kamalusi. And we can answer from a second source of Acha, quoting Rabbi Yechon, said, there's a Mishnah. One who takes out food and put it on the threshold, if he later took it out to Rosh HaRabim, he is exempt because the malach was not done at once, which implies that had he done so at once, he would be liable. Isn't the threshold a kamelis? If it were Rosh HaYochid or Rosh HaRabim, he would be liable even if he did not do so at once. Uvoyish lo biyosa dele amma min gaume. And Rabbi Yossi was upset that he didn't say this himself.